Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. We're joined by Cleveland Brown wide receiver, special team ace, Bert Reed, former Florida Seminole. Bert, we appreciate you taking the time. Bring everybody up to speed what this past weekend was like for you, you know, waiting for your name to get called, and then how did you wind up being a Cleveland Brown?
Yes, sir. Well, it was a great weekend, great time I had with my family. We hung out at the condo on the beach out here in Panama City. As you know, my name did not get called, and I started watching later around 6 or 7, and everything happens for a reason. So I got 2 calls during the draft while the draft was going on from San Diego and from Cleveland. And just talking to those guys, I really felt like Cleveland was a better fit for me. And so we got the deal done by Sunday. And so got everything scheduled. So I'm scheduled to report to Cleveland May 10th and go to work.
Yeah, definitely May 10th and all the rookie camps. I know I'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow. Their rookie camps start tomorrow. They'll be there for the weekend. You know, what's it like to get some calls during the draft? I mean, I'm sure you're on pins and needles. You're excited, you know, nervous. I mean, you get the call from Cleveland or San Diego. I mean, what do they say? Is they say, hey, we're keeping you in mind during a pick, or we might reach out afterwards? I mean, if you could share, I mean, what do they say when they make these calls?
Yeah, you pretty much hit both of them on the head. They kind of tell you that their situation, how many picks they have left, or coming up. They're pretty honest about what they're going to do and the moves they're trying to make. And so they're just trying to keep them, that your name's, like, coming up. So they want to give you a call. When they call me, you know what I'm saying, I'm thinking that it's an out-of-town number, so this might be my call. So it was a little mind game right there with myself. They call you, let you know that you're on the board, that they're looking at you, and if not, they want you to consider coming to their camp. And so that's where I was with those 2 teams, and it worked out I went to Cleveland.
Definitely. And once again, Bert Reed, the standout from Florida State, now making his way towards the NFL. He was signed by the Cleveland Browns over the weekend after the conclusion of the NFL draft. And, I mean, how long did it take? I mean, the draft is over. When do you get the, you know, the call from Cleveland to say, yeah, I'm coming up there and I'm going to be a Brownie?
I was signed with Cleveland probably like 30 minutes after the draft ended. I was getting calls from those 2 teams I told you about, mainly heavy, and they're ready to get the deal done. So I saw myself as a priority just because the way they called me before the draft was over. And I got some calls after Sunday Sunday. So, but it was already done. And I felt like the priority Cleveland had on me, how they called me before the draft even was over, and then calling me immediately when the draft was over. I think it was I was a priority for them, so I kind of took that in consideration and did what I had to do.
Definitely, and then we had you on the show before, and we were talking about it. And one of the things, you know, I mean, you do have that return part of your game as a specialist. Mm-hmm. I mean, you think that's going to play a big role in your NFL path?
I think it is. I think it is. Just being able to get on that field. Whatever I'm able to do, I know I can play special teams. I can be a gunner. There's so many things I can do, I feel like, that I didn't even do in college that I could do. And but I look forward to even getting involved with more special teams. So I definitely look forward to being a special teams guy or whatever it takes. But I'm really just blessed with the opportunities to play football. So I'm going to give it whatever it takes to get on that field.
Definitely. And for you, you're one of our highest hit shows out of all that. We've had almost 200 guys on the shows. And,
Mean,
within the short amount of time, I mean, you know, people out there just love their Bert Reed. And even noticed yesterday, you know, it's just the numbers. And I was just like, man. So, I mean, you got a good following. I mean, is it family, friends?
Sir.
I mean, are you just, you know, who do you think's out there listening? And the Seminole fans, Brown fans?
I know the Seminole fans are definitely out there listening because they take care of their people. But I just think just me being a good person, I think, me being a good person and bringing positive energy and no negativity, I really think it helps me day to day. It helps me create relationships with people. And that's what it's all about, I feel like. So I really can't tell you, but I know that I enjoyed talking to you, and I had fun with that first interview.
Yeah, well, we appreciate it. Like I said, it's always good to have you guys want to come back. Real quick, we had Jordan Jefferson down at the Combine, and his agent, I'm pretty, you know, we know each other pretty well, and I told Jordan when we got done doing the show, I said, Jordan, I go, when we walk over to Pat, I said, tell Pat you're never going to talk to me again, ever. And, you know, Pat, you know, we walk out of the room, and Pat's like, how'd it go? And Jordan looks at him, you know, he's like, he goes, I'm never talking to that guy again. And Pat's face just drops, and then we just busted out laughing because, you know, you just feel like, what's going on? So it's just a fun story. I mean, you're going to be on your way, the Berea, Cleveland Brown. I mean, how familiar how much more have you kind of paid attention looking at the roster? I don't think there's any Florida State guys on the team. You might know that better than I do, but I don't think so. Do you know anybody on the team, and have you gave a glance at the roster?
I have gave a glance at the roster. I remember Cameron Wimbley being there, I think, and a while back. And as right now, I don't think there's any Florida State guys. But I took a look at the roster and took a look at the guy they drafted. I mean, I'm really excited just for the opportunity and the youth that we have coming in for Cleveland, and especially on offense, the offensive side. So it's really, I think, an upside to that, to be in the position that we're in right now. So it's a great opportunity that we have.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, fourth all-time in career reception of Florida State for your Letterman. And it makes me think of this question. I mean, you wore number 83. This next level, I mean, would you like to wear 83 again? I think Chauncey Stuckey has it. But, I mean, do you care which number you wear? And if you can't get 83, is there a particular number that you might like to have?
I'm the type of guy where they put me in 83 when I went to school. And I just wear it, man. I just represent it to the fullest because I really feel like it's about me. I can make the number, you know what I mean? Or whatever number they give me, I feel like if I do work, people are going to want to wear the number no matter what number you are. So that's my whole goal, is to focus on doing work on the field, and then all the other stuff, number, whatever you give me, I'll wear it, man. You give me 47, I'll wear it. It doesn't matter. And I want to play ball, man. Just want to play ball.
Definitely. Once again, Cleveland Browns, Burt Reed, kind enough to take some time and join us here on the College of Pro Players Platform Show, standout career at FSU, and now he brings those talents from down south up north to Berea to be a Cleveland Brown, one of the kids we were excited to get on the show. And if you're not familiar with this game, we encourage you to go to collegeofpro.com and check out his draft bio. He's shifty quick, and he's very versatile, and he has that return part of his game as well in special teams, so kind of a versatile player. He's going to bring a lot to the game for the Browns. For you, I mean, since the season ended at FSU, I mean, can you kind of finally excel a little bit? I mean, I know next week you got to kind of start from ground zero again, but, I mean, can you excel a little bit and just take it all in, and what it's like to know that you signed a professional contract with the Browns?
Yes, sir, and I can excel a little bit, but I mean, I know I have so much work to do. It's more about I'm so antsy and to get back to work, and Texas, like you start, like you say, start from ground zero and get this thing going. But it is a relief to know where you're going to be headed, to know what your future holds, at least for a little while. So I'm really excited about that, but I'm really ready to start playing football again and start this thing off right.
I know you finally get to do football. I mean, that's probably a bonus too. You don't have to worry about verticals and broad jumps
exactly,
L cones.
Exactly.
You actually get to line up and make a run the route tree and catch passes and learn a playbook. So yeah, I'm sure it has to be a good time. I mean, share a little bit. I mean, what was it like? I mean, just the atmosphere with your family and friends. I mean, any tears of joy after you signed the deal?
Yeah, my mom, she's a crybaby, so she cried, and it was just a great moment just to see her so proud of me. You know, that's really what it's all about to me. It's making my family proud, making my mom proud, and making where I'm from proud. So to see that, it was really kind of like it's all I needed. You know what I mean? It's all I needed, and then now it's on to the next level as far as the next step, and that's being a figure in the NFL. So. That's where I'm at right now, but I'm glad it was a great feeling just to see her that happy, you know, at that moment.
Definitely. And now you're from Panama City, Florida. You played your college career at FSU, so I don't know how much time you've spent in winter weather. Have you given any thought to deep into the season? And you're up there off Lake Erie with the wind howling and flurries coming down on your face.
My only thought would be catch the ball.
That's a good answer.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's my only thought, man. And my coach, Lawrence Darcy, my college coach, told me, man, you got to be able to play in all types of weather. And the best players usually do. And that separates you from being a regular player, being an average player, to being a great player. And so it's all about mental toughness. I think I have mental toughness, and so I don't think it'll affect me much, just being mental tough and me knowing how mental tough I am. So I think I'll be fine.
Yeah, you'll be fine. Like I said, some gloves, you'll be all right. You'll be good to go.
Exactly.
I mean, your agent, Damon Brody from Nova Agency, I mean, called him, well, what was that like sharing that phone call with him, knowing that you guys kind of, you know, went down this path together and, you know, success was at the end of the tunnel?
It was great to have Damon on the other line, just kind of guided me through the process and taking a little burdens off, because actually I really don't know what's going on as far as what teams are talking in and how what the talk is about the money and all that stuff. So having a guy like Damon that I can trust and that I know is going to be there for me was a really, really great feeling. I feel like I'm honestly blessed to know him as a man. But it was just a great feeling. I feel like we also know that we got a lot more work to do. And he did remind me of that. We celebrated and he told me congratulations. But he also let me know that he got a lot of work to do, Bert. And I appreciated that. You know, he wasn't trying to kill my moment. He was just letting me know this is the start of your beginning, you know?
Right. He's dead on with that. Yeah, this is one step of many. And like I said, but
exactly.
You're here, man. I mean, I know just from my phone and from emails and whatnot, there's a thousand guys that would do anything to be where you're at. You're headed to Berea, Ohio, man, to be a Cleveland Brown and work with these guys. I mean, that's just awesome stuff, man. It should be proud. It's a well-deserved accomplishment. So, hey, man, I will be checking you out in Berea up close. And like I said, you're always welcome back. We'd love to get you back during mini camp and training camp just to keep you, you know, keep the folks out there listening, you know, abreast on how your career is taking off. So, hey, man, God bless.
I appreciate you guys.
Go ahead.
I appreciate College of Pro, man. I really appreciate you guys putting us guys out there.
No problem. We appreciate you having, man. That's what it's about, helping each other. So, hey, best of luck, and we'll see you next week.
Yes, sir. Best of luck. Thank you very much.
Yep. Once again, that is Bert Reed, the standout from FSU. And like I said, just a dynamic, productive receiver, four-year letterman. And I think he was 12th all-time in the school's history with receiving yards. So very versatile young man. And like I said, he brings a lot to the game. And like I said, he has that nice speed, just speed that you just can't teach. And I think that's going to be one of the bonuses for him as he makes his path in the NFL. So once again, a shout-out to Bert Reed, the former FSU receiver, kind enough to join us here on the College to Pro Players Platform Show.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.